So I'm standing now at the port of Ushuaia. Again, this is the main area of the town here in Tierra del Fuego in Patagonia, where you leave by ship to Antarctica. And it was very interesting. I was part of a conversation right now with some of the local residents of the town, and they brought up the subject of climate change in their community, because I am surrounded by these incredibly stunning Andean mountain peaks here around the harbor. Very, very beautiful, but relatively free of snow. And the locals were explaining how, as the climate has been warming over the past few decades that they've lived here, the snow season, the winter season, has become shorter. It typically would run from maybe April through October, but now, you know, it may be, you know, more May or June, and just for a few months, so not as long. And indeed, a lot of these mountains are barren. And then the one of the local residents was talking about how many of the people are concerned about losing their source of fresh water here in Ushuaia as the local glaciers are melting. And in fact, as we speak here, I'm staring at the main glacier that provides fresh water to the town of Ushuaia. There's another one a bit farther away, but the main one right here over that overlooks downtown. And frankly, there's very little left of it. And the local residents were saying that they'd heard reports that within about 10 years or so, as the climate continues to warm, that they anticipate that that glacier will no longer be able to provide fresh drinking water to the residents here. So as you can see, the issue of climate change is enhanced the further you get into these polar regions, where they become much more severe and are talked about on a very open basis, on a very frequent basis.